Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Bond Charge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Bond Charge Neck and Chest Mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near-infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to bondcharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. You know, when we look at the blue zones and we say, what are the secrets of these centenarians? You know, these regions of the world are, you know, they have little evidence of chronic disease. They don't necessarily have access to sophisticated medical systems, and yet they have one of the things that all five of those, you know, Sardinia, Okinawa, the Seventh-day Adventists, they all have really strong communities, you know. And I think I would always say sort of jokingly that your networks, your social networks will reinforce your neural networks, you know. So I would love if we can, and I want to get into the group plans, and I want to really dissect this framework that you've talked about in the Community Cure. I want to, just for the healthcare practitioners that are listening, and even for those that are not and are looking for ways to affect change in their own lives, let's talk about stats. Let's talk about what, like, loneliness. I know that there's no billing code for, we don't have a billing code right now for loneliness, but if you could go through some of the risk factors that we have for health in terms of data, like what is the data telling us in terms of how loneliness affects health and health outcomes?
Yeah, so loneliness, you mentioned the blue zones. So the blue zones is not a fluke, right? There is data that shows that, you know, that the degree to which a country or a community is integrated, the more integrated the community, the lower the mortality. So that was across a range of countries. So obviously when you have a super integrated community like they have in the blue zones, you would expect to find that mortality would be lower and life would be longer. So, you know, it's not a fluke. Then you get into, you know, sort of what I was sharing a minute ago, which is the role that different lifestyle factors play in all-cause mortality. So whether that's smoking or alcohol or nutrition, and, you know, social stress, which is isolation, loneliness, is a bigger driver of all-cause mortality than those, and there's science on that. And then even at the cellular level, which is, so you can go from the macro right down to the micro, you know, there's scientists that are doing a new area of research called human social genomics, and this has to be new really because the cost of genetic testing and sequencing has been so high that it had to come down to a certain reasonable level before you could retest people like again and again to see what's happening. But ultimately, even at the very at the deepest level, at the cellular level, you see that social stress is driving inflammatory pathways. There was one stat that I have in the book, which is that if you're subject to a targeted rejection, which is someone intending to break a social bond with you, like a divorce or you get fired from your job, your risk of depression goes up by 22 times or 21 wow. times. Wow. So, and that's targeted rejection. If it's just general rejection, like a whole division, you know, gets fired, then that's only a 2-time risk of depression, but a 21-time risk of depression because it's targeted rejection. So, you know, those kind of stats were super interesting. But then you start looking at it across like different disease categories. You know, what is the best predictor of whether a woman with epithelial cancer will survive? It's her social network. It goes across all the chronic diseases.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
So the reason why these groups are so effective is because, one, you're solving the biggest factor, you're solving loneliness. But more importantly, I think you're actually creating a structure where people can execute on the healthy behaviors, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, most of it is being that, you know, if you look at Okinawa, you know, is it that, or, you know, the Seventh-day Adventists, is it because they're not lonely, or is it because the culture just determines that, like, let's say the Seventh-day Adventists, I mean, the Seventh-day Adventists are in Loma Linda, California. That's in the Los Angeles Bowl. That is, right. You know, that is not a, like a pristine environment, like you might argue that, say, Nicoya in Costa Rica is.
Right, right.
These guys fast one day a week. They, you know, they have exercise built into it. In Okinawa, you know, standing up and down, you know, sitting and standing 25 times a day, you know, older people, that's unbelievably healthy. These are functional movements that can be used. So each one of these cultures, like in Sardinia, it's not everyone in Sardinia, it's these hill farmers that walk their sheep, you know, to the top of the hill and back, and they're 95 years old. Mm-hmm. So like that's, you know, that there's some inbuilt structure where people are sort of getting healthy behaviors that's inbuilt to the culture and reinforced by the community. So, you know, ultimately what we're doing with the group visits is just doing that. Because, you know, one of the things that's been amazing to learn, and I learned this from Terry Walls, who I'm sure most of your community is familiar with. She reversed her own MS, right? Incredible story. So she reverses her own MS. The number of people that want to see her goes through the roof, just like Cleveland Clinic. And so she has to start doing groups to keep up. And what does she find? And this is incredible. If you can understand the implications of this, I think you really start to understand the reason why the transformation of healthcare that we're about to undergo has to happen. So Terry Wall starts these groups, and bear in mind, these people are coming to do the Walls protocol from Terry Walls. And yet in these groups, the people who have MS and have made progress in the groups themselves are more inspiring to the new people than Terry Walls herself. And Terry Walls reversed her chronic you know, her MS. So in that way, you start to see that, like, you know, even health practitioners like yourself, you know, your patients, you walk the talk, right? You're healthy and you glow and you look amazing. And I think the patients who have a chronic illness are thinking to themselves in the background, you don't know what it's like to be me, right? You have no idea what it's like to have the situation that I'm in. And I'm glad that you're an expert, but you don't know. And ultimately, I think that's the solution that these groups provide that we have to build into the future of healthcare, where we have to be able to show people examples of people just like them who have the same exact set of circumstances and were able to beat it. Because we're sort of moving from this era of the expert to this, you know, real value of like peer to peer. And I think that maybe we've been doing our patients a disservice by, in a certain way, by walking the talk. And that sounds crazy because forever, for the last 20 years, we've been saying everyone's going to walk the talk. But that example just showed me how powerful, you know, the value of other peers were in reversing chronic illness. And that's why Terry Walls said now that she's done it in a group, she'll never go back to one-on-one. Because she recognizes, like, the hard thing about the Walls protocol is getting people to eat 9 cups of vegetables a day. What would inspire someone to do that? And in a lot of cases, it's someone just like them who's showing progress and they can see and go, I want to be like that person.
All right, Bettys, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.